Matthew chapter number 2. We'll begin reading. We're going to read down verses 1 through 12. And you pray for us this morning. And wise men still seek Him. Wise men still seek Him. And I'll share with you the verses that God has given me personally for the year. I pray every year that God would give me a theme or something for the year and for my own personal life. And God's given me some verses in Proverbs this year for myself. And this morning that kind of goes along with this message. And as we preached the last two Sundays, we preached about the preparation of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and the 42 generations that give God's preparation for that in the first part of Matthew. And then we talked about the culmination of His birth in the last 18 through 25. And then we're going to see here how that His birth was magnified. Let's begin reading in verse number 1 of chapter number 2 of the book of Matthew. And the Bible says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem." Now let me say this before I get started. No, we always see three, but we don't know that. I'll show you where that comes from in the Word of God if the Lord allows us. But we don't know if there were three wise men, but we do know that there was more than one. Amen? They might have been five. They might have been seven. They might have been two. But we know that it was a wise man and not a wise man. But look in verse number 2, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet." And you'll find that in Micah chapter 5, verse number 2. "O thou Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among nations, out of thee shall he come." And to bring forth there, and I don't remember the last part of that verse, but anyway, you'll find that in Micah chapter 5, number 2. So understand this, these, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, these wise men, they knew something of the Scriptures. Thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young man, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, God, for the privilege, God, that you give us, Lord, to be in the house of God this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this past week. And God, the celebration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that salvation, Lord, had been brought down. Thank you, Father, Lord, God, for the goodness and grace and mercy that you've showed us in our lives. Father, I pray this morning that you would take us and use us. Help us, God, to preach your word in its power and in its purity, and God, in its boldness and in its authority. God, I pray, God, that my preaching would not be with enticing words of man's wisdom, but God, in the demonstration, Lord, of spirit and of power. And God, I pray you to whet, Lord, our appetites this morning, God, to seek you, Lord, this coming year. And Father, Lord, God, that you might manifest yourselves in our lives as you did the lives of these wise men. Lord, we love you, and Father, we thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I humbly pray. Amen. Wise men just don't want to be in His presence. Understand that. There's a difference in looking and seeking. A lot of people today, or let me say this, wise men want to be, they don't just want His presence. They want to be in His presence. Let me put it that way. There are people today that are looking for Jesus, but there's very few people today seeking Jesus. There's a difference in looking for something and seeking for something. When you look for something, you're probably a lot like me, and you go to the refrigerator, and I have my wife calls my man eyes. And I open the refrigerator door, and I say, and I look for it, and I can't find it. And I say, all right, where's it at? Well, it's on the second shelf right in front right there. And lo and behold, it is. Okay? That's with them man eyes, all right? Well, there's a lot of people looking for Jesus today, but there's very few seeking Him. But wise men still seek Him. And as we, think about this just for a moment, the birth of Jesus Christ was a new beginning. It was a new way that God was beginning to deal with man. And here we are, we're coming down to the end of the year, and we're about on New Year's at the end. And so we're going to kind of tie these two things to Him together. But understand, this was a new beginning. And as you and I have got a new beginning before us with a new year coming up, may God help us to be wise men and seek the Lord. Understand, wise men seek Him. Many are looking for Him in these days, but many don't seek Him. Many want His ideals, but not Him. Think about that just for a moment. So many people today want the ideals of Christianity, want the ideals of religion, but they don't want the Savior. They don't want Him personally, because we'll see as we look through these verses, we get down to the end of the chapter, you'll see that when people encounter the Lord Jesus Christ in a manifested way, guess what? They'll leave different. Amen. It always happens. When they encounter a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, they'll leave a different way. But the wise men still seek Him. Remember, I want you to think about this morning. The woman at the well knew that Messiah was coming. Herod here knew that the Messiah was coming. The Pharisees knew that the Messiah was coming. But beloved, and remember this, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not, but only wise men sought Him out during those days. They sought till they found Him. They were not searching for what He could give them. They were searching for Him. Go if you have your Bible. If you want to turn, you don't have to. But Isaiah 55:2 says this, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, "Seek the Lord in His strength, seek His face continually." May God help us in these coming months and days and years. And as we see, and we're going to talk about this a little bit in a moment, but as we see the end of time is drawing near, because the signs of the time, remember, they began to seek Him because they saw a sign. And man, as we're seeing signs and wonders begin to appear before our eyes, according to Matthew 24, and the prophecies of the revelation and different things happening. Understand this morning, beloved, if there's ever been a time that wise men need to seek the Lord Jesus, it's in the day and age in which we live. And I want to be a wise man in the upcoming year. Wise men still seek Him. 1 Chronicles 22:19 says, "Now set your heart and soul to seek the Lord." That ought to be the heart desire and goal of New Year's resolution of every child of God. Set your heart and soul to seek the Lord. The Bible says, "Seek the Lord, as I said, while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." So many times in our life, we find ourselves looking for the Lord, and we say, "Well, I looked over here and I can't find Him, and I looked over here and I can't find Him, and I looked and I looked and I looked, and I don't see the Lord working in my life, and I can't seem to find the Lord." Man, when's the last time you sought Him? When's the last time that you put forth some effort in seeking? We're going to look at some of the efforts that these wise men put forth this morning as they sought the Lord. Now understand this, and may I say this to you, as these wise men, and as we're coming up in this next year, if you're going to be a wise man that seeks the Lord, you're going to have to be a wise man that studies the Lord. You're going to have to study the Lord. Now I want you to think about this morning. These wise men came from the east, and I don't want to give the parts of my message away on later on. But from depending upon what part of the east that the historians say they came from, they could have traveled anywhere from 700 to 2,500 miles. Now remember this: the Jews were looking for a Messiah. As I've already said, remember the woman at the well. In John chapter 4, she said, "We know that Messiah comes." She was looking for Him. Remember in John chapter 1, the Bible says he came unto his own and his own received him not. But to the many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon his name. The Pharisees knew that the Messiah was coming. The Sadducees knew that the Messiah, they were the religious people, and the Jews knew that the Messiah was coming because it had been prophesied. We've already talked about that. 700 years before in the book of Isaiah, 500 years before in the book of Micah, and God in His 42 generations of preparation from Abraham to the birth of Christ, they knew that the Messiah was coming. But understand, these men, they were not Jews. They were Gentiles. These men were not part of the root of David. They were not part of that crowd that, remember, that the Lord came to. They were not part of those. They were Gentiles. But sometime throughout their study, they were wise men and they studied. Sometime throughout their study, they came across some verses about the Messiah. Sometime in their study of something. Now whether they were, some says they were from Babylon, some says they were from Yemen down in the south side of Saudi Arabia, some say they were from Ethiopia. I don't know. Nobody knows. We know that they came, okay, and they know they seen the star in the east. And so we also know this, that as they came searching, that they were not of the people of Jerusalem. So we see that somewhere throughout their life, they had to be enlightened to something about a Savior. And may I say this to you this morning, and I'm probably going to preach on this again, but before they could seek the Lord, He had to enlighten them on some things. But we see this morning that they were studied men because the Bible says in verse number 1 that they were wise men. They were wise men because they studied something. Look at Proverbs chapter number 2. Here's my verses for the year of 2022. And if you want them to be yours, that's fine too. But these are mine. This is mine and my family. My children don't know that yet. But I've already discussed this with my wife. But this is mine and my family's verses for the year. Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 1. If you have a Scofield Bible, page 673. My sons, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. These wise men sought wisdom. Man, as we go into this coming year, if there's ever been a day that we need wisdom, it's in the day and age which we live. We need God's wisdom in our life. Man, we need God's wisdom dealing with the lying media. You don't know what to believe, but you need the wisdom of God. You need the wisdom of God and how to respond and how to react. And man, this thing that was going to last 2 weeks, man, here it is. We're going into 2 years. And man, if you don't have some wisdom, guess what? You're going to crawl off in a hole somewhere and end up dying. Man, we need some wisdom. And God says, if you'll seek after wisdom, if you'll attend unto it, may I say unto you, these wise men, they attended theirself unto wisdom. And beloved, may I say unto you, everybody's not going to seek wisdom. There's some fools out there that despise wisdom and instruction. And beloved, understand this, but I don't want to be a fool. I want to be one that seeks after wisdom as these wise men did. Study, the Bible says, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. These wise men were studied men. See, there's a difference in picking up something and reading about it and reading into it. There's a lot of times I pick up a magazine and I read about things. But then I pick up books and things and I read into it. I seek it after wisdom and knowledge, to gain knowledge. Understand this, and I don't like this saying, but it's so true, readers are leaders. You say, well, I don't want to be a leader, but you ought to be a reader. You ought to seek after knowledge. You ought to seek after wisdom. You ought to pursue it. These wise men, because understand this, there's a reward at the end of wisdom. And we're going to get there this morning. We're talking about wise men just don't want His presence. They want to be in His presence. So, I understand we need to study. Numbers chapter 24, verse number 17 said this. Maybe they came across this verse. I shall see Him, but not now. I shall behold Him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Seth. Maybe they were reading the Bible one day and studied it, and maybe they came across that, and then they began to study it out even more. And maybe God began to enlighten them of about the star. Because understand this, there were wise men that came, and we're going to say that there was three, but understand this, they were the only ones looking at the star. You ever wondered that? They were the only ones looking for the star. Nobody else does it declare that they were seeking the star. But here these wise men, so maybe as they begin there to read and begin to study, and they seen there that a star would come out of Jacob. You have the Bibles turned to page 633 in your Scofield Bible, but Psalms chapter number 72. Psalms chapter number 72. Verses 9 through 12. Psalms chapter number 72, verses 9 through 12. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before Him, and His enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before Him. All nations shall serve Him. For He shall deliver the needy when He crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. Maybe they were studying, they'd come across some copies of some Scripture, and as they began to study there, and God began to enlighten them on some things, because understand this, God, it takes the God enlightening the carnal, unregenerate man for him to have the knowledge of Christ. Because if God hadn't enlightened you, you say, what do you mean God enlightened me? Well, somebody told you about Jesus. And when somebody told you about Jesus, man, God began to enlighten you to the things of God. So maybe they were reading these Scriptures and they were studying these Scriptures out. And maybe as they begin to study these Scriptures in Isaiah chapter number 60, go to Isaiah chapter number 60. If you have a Scofield Bible, page 765, turn to your right toward your New Testament. Isaiah chapter number 60, verses 3 through 6. Look at these verses. Look at verse number 6. The Bible says this, the multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Naboah shall minister unto thee, and they shall come up with acceptance to mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. There's where the three wise men comes from, is in verse number 6. There the of Midian and Ephah and Sheba. Okay? There's where they come from. Then historians tell us, they give us their names, and I can't remember what their names are. But anyway, that's where the story comes from. Now, depending upon if there was 3 or 2 or 12 or 10, all I know is my Bible teaches me in Matthew chapter number 2 that they were wise men that came seeking and looking for Jesus. And I challenge you this morning as a child of God that in 2022 that may it be said of you and I that wise men were seeking the Lord. But as they sought Him out, they had the wisdom of this world because they realized that of the stars. Remember, they seen the star in the east and they began to follow it. And understand this, and if you have never watched it, I encourage you to get the Nativity Story. You can buy it on CD. You can download it. I mean, it is wonderful, okay? It's just wonderful. It's biblical. It's not off the wall, but it's called the Nativity. And it's about the Lord Jesus Christ being born. It's about the Lord coming unto Mary and how He speaks unto her and Joseph and Elizabeth and Zechariah and then the birth of Christ. It was wonderful, and I promise you at the end you'll either be crying or shouting, one of the two. It's awesome. Okay? But as these men came and they have their scrolls, and it shows about the wise men coming, and as they were coming there and they have their scrolls and they had studied and all of these things, and I was beginning, as we watched that movie Christmas Eve night, and I was beginning to think about those wise men and the wisdom that they had and how that they got that wisdom. Understand, they began to seek after it and pursue it. But then as they sought after that wisdom, they found something in wisdom that was more valuable than wisdom. Are you listening to me? They found something in wisdom that was more valuable than the wisdom. They had all the wisdom of this world, but then they realized it was all vanity. Remember the wisest man on the earth, who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, the Song of Solomon. The Bible says this, in the first chapter and the last chapter, he makes this statement, that vanities of vanities. All is vanity. These wise men, as wise as they were and as studied as they were, beloved, they knew that there was something in their life that was missing. There was something that had more value than their wisdom that they had been seeking after all of their life. And they said, I must go find Him. I must go find Him. Not only will wise men study Him, but wise men will sacrifice for Him. Think about this just for a moment. Go back to Matthew chapter number 2. The Bible says this, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem in verse number 1. I want you to think about this just for a moment. Sheba is mentioned in Isaiah, and it's said now to be Yemen, in the southern part of Saudi Arabia. Some people say that Sheba was come out of Ethiopia. Remember, the queen of Sheba came to Solomon. Y'all remember that? But Yemen is south of Bethlehem in Saudi Arabia, 1,400 miles. If it's Ethiopia, it's 2,500 miles. Midian was also mentioned in the book of Isaiah. It's 440 miles from Jerusalem. So understand this. These wise men were willing to sacrifice. Number one, they were willing to sacrifice their time to find the Lord. Are you listening to me this morning? They're willing to sacrifice their time. Let me just go on record and go ahead and tell you. You can't rush out of bed in the morning, read your Bible in 5 minutes, get out the door and find Jesus. Amen? Let me just go ahead and tell you. If you're going to find the Lord in 2022, you're going to have to sacrifice some time. You're going to have to make some efforts and put it forth. You're going to have to find some time, sacrifice some time of your life, whether it be morning or whether it be night, to study the Lord. You're going to have to sacrifice some time on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night to get to the house of God and around the fellowship of believers to learn the Word of God and to hear the Word of God preached. You're going to have to sacrifice some time in the prayer closet somewhere. Instead of having just a little talk with Jesus, you're going to have some sweet hours of prayer. I'm talking about wise men still seeking. They sacrifice their time. They put time and effort into finding the Lord. Not only did they sacrifice their time, they sacrificed in their travels. Now, we have vehicles today, and I was thinking this morning as before we came to church and as we were driving up here, and I was thinking this morning, even before then, I was thinking about Miss Fanny's generation. They walked to church or rode the buggy. Right? Well, understand this, we've seen more in the last 100 years than the whole world has seen in the previous several thousand years. Because these wise men, they didn't have space travel. They didn't have no airplane to hop on. They didn't have no vehicle to ride in. I'm talking about they sacrificed their travels through the deserts on camels, dry, heated times. But yet, they had sought something. There was a hunger that had been placed inside of them through them seeking after wisdom that was of more value than their precious time and was more value than their selfish pleasures. They said, it's worth it to us to travel. Let's just give them 1,200 miles. It's worth it to me to be able to go see this one that's been prophesied of, to go see the one that has put a taste in my mouth for the things of God. It's worth it for me to travel across the desert on some camels in a dry land, to suffer heat, to suffer exhaustion, and to suffer thirst, just to be able to see the Lord. They just didn't sacrifice their time, but they were sacrificed in their travels. These men had traveled many miles to find this child. They'd traveled through deserts, crossed mountains, flooded, forded rivers, endured hardships. They faced bandits, all for the sake of coming to Jesus. They felt that what they would find would be worth all of its trials and hardships in their travels. And may I say unto you, child of God, beloved, as you go to seek Him, understand and realize that what you face in your trials and tribulations, what you get at the end, will be worth it all. They were willing to sacrifice of their time. They were willing to sacrifice their travels. Man, these men traveled 1,400 miles to see you. We can't even get people to get in a car and drive 30 minutes. Amen? I know Curtis and Candy's drive is probably, what, an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 15? It used to take us, when I was serving at Mount Zion, if I drove by the law, it took me an hour, okay? But I didn't always drive by the law. I drove by grace, okay? Y'all understand that later. But we can't get people to get out and drive 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Now, I'm not just talking about Zion Hill, but I'm talking about Christians in general. And these people they sought the Lord. These wise men said, hey, there's something there worth finding. They sacrificed their travels, but they sacrificed their treasures. Look at this. Look at verse number 3. Verse number 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now there's a reason that they brought those three, and I'll share them with you in just a moment. But I want you to think about these gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh just for a moment. These were wise men, but these were treasures. You know what they said when they got to Jesus? You know what their whole thing was on their journey to Him? Was all the riches in the world has no comparison to who He is. They said, we've got gold and we've got frankincense, we've got myrrh, we've got the most valuable, valuable ore, the most valuable metal at that time, beloved, was gold. They said, we've got it. We've got the most valuable spices. We've got the frankincense and the myrrh. And understand this, the gold was because He was going to be crowned as king. He was potentate. Amen. The frankincense, it was used in the worship of the sacrifices of the priest. The priest used the frankincense, and that showed his priesthood. And then the myrrh showed there his propitiation, because remember Nicodemus, he came after they took Jesus off the cross, and the Bible says that Nicodemus brought spices with myrrhs and aloes to anoint the body of Jesus. There was some pictures of this, but the value of these things. And what they said this is, I would sacrifice it all just to be able to be in His presence. They sought the Lord and they were willing to sacrifice their time. They were willing to sacrifice their health. They were willing to sacrifice their treasure. When you find that His presence is worth more than all the riches of this world, I promise you, you'll be willing to sacrifice them too. Wise men still seek Him. When you find out that what you're getting is more than what you give, it's not hard to sacrifice. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about being a wise man in 2022. When you find out that what you're giving is nothing in comparison to what you're receiving, it's not hard to give. The wise men will sacrifice to you. May I say this to you, when wise men, when they get into His presence, they'll worship Him. look at what happened in verse number 11. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they understand this, remember, they found him because they had studied him. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They had studied him. Man, God had whetted their appetite to find him. And then when they found him, you know what they said? He's so much more than ever thought he was. Man, do you remember that time when you found him? And man, you thought, man, you got more than what you bargained for. I understand this. These men were wise men. They had stood before the presence of kings. Their counsel was sought after by a king. They could name their price for their wisdom and their knowledge. But beloved, when they got before the Savior, when they found them and got in the presence of Jesus, beloved, they fell down and worshiped him. All the pride, all the pomp, all the glory went out of the way, and they said, "He's everything and I'm nothing."
Amen.
They worshiped him. I'll be honest with you, it'd do a lot of us good to lose our pride and our pomp and just worship the Lord sometime. They fell down and worshiped him. They just fell down on their knees and worshiped. I'll tell you what, when you get in the presence of the Lord after you've studied Him and after you've sought Him and after you've made sacrifices and treasures, and you just get to get into His presence just for a few moments, I promise you, it'll humble your heart. It'll cause you to fall down on your face and say, "Lord, I don't understand why You love me. Lord, I don't understand why You've given me what You have. Lord, I have nothing when I have You. But when I have You." They had offered everything they had. I'm talking about wise men still seeking. Wise men still worshiping. Wise men still studying. And understand this, and I'll be done. Look at verse number 12. Wise men still follow Him. You say, how do you get that? Well, they had studied that star, and notice what they said in verse number 2, saying, "Where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east." All right? Verse number 9, "When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was." They didn't know about Jesus, but all they knew was the star of Jesus. But they was willing to follow what they knew at that time. I'll be honest with you, if you're going to be a wise man or a wise woman in 2022, you'll follow God to the best of your ability with what knowledge you have of Him at that time. But not only did they follow the star, let me say this to you. A fool can't be led. A fool despises to be led. The Bible says the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But he that hearkeneth counsel is wise. I've worked with some fools in my life. I've been a fool a time in my life. Fools despise wisdom and instructions. You can't lead them. You can't help them. Their way is always right. You can't lead a fool, but you can lead a wise man. And a wise man was willing to follow the star, but not only the wise man was willing to follow the star, understand this, in the Lord's direction, that's wise men will follow the Lord with His directions. But I want you to notice this one, and I'll be done. Look at verse number 12. "And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." Wise men will follow with discernment. Are you listening to me? There's a lot of people who have wisdom and knowledge, but very few people have discernment. They can't discern. But wise men will follow with discernment, because discernment comes from the Holy Ghost. When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. You see, the Bible says, "In being warned of God." they didn't go back to Herod. They turned another way. That's where discernment comes in. See, you can have wisdom and knowledge and not have discernment. I see a lot of Christians today, they have knowledge and they have wisdom, but they have no discernment. There's been times in my ministry that I didn't have discernment. But if you're wise, you'll follow God and you'll listen to His discernment. And when God says go, you'll go. God says stay, stay. God says not right now, it means not right now. So often we get these things and mindsets and we base our decisions on our knowledge. Okay, the preacher said, get knowledge, seek wisdom, I got it. Well, wisdom tells me that if I do this, then I'm going to get this because it's a proven fact. But God may say, well, wait a minute, I don't want you to do that right now. We must have discernment. But let me say this to you this morning, and I believe it goes hand in hand. Are you listening to me? They didn't have discernment till they was in His manifested presence. You say, what are you saying, preacher? If we're going to be wise in this upcoming year, may God help us to seek Him. May God help us to study Him. May God help us to sacrifice for Him. But when we get to Him, may God help us enjoy Him. Amen. I mean, man. There's so much to get in when you get in the presence of Jesus. It's wonderful. And guess what? You ain't got to have a crowd. You ain't got to have the crowd.
Never last long enough.
You just got to have Him.
Amen.
But so many people say, so many people read their Bible, and I find myself preaching, and I'm closing, and Miss Evelyn can come to the piano, and I'll share with you this morning. I knew the Lord was giving me this direction. He done give me the thoughts about all this message, but it was all mechanical. It was all mechanical. It was just doctrinal facts. Do you understand what I'm saying? It wasn't personal. It was just wisdom. But then when I got over there and the Lord showed me that when they got in His presence, when they found Him, it made all the difference in their life.
Amen.
And man, that's what the Lord showed me this morning. It went from being methodical and mechanical to being in His presence. And that's what we need.
Amen.
And wise men seek, understand, wise men seek His knowledge. Wise men seek His wisdom. But after they had got their knowledge and after they had got the wisdom of this situation of Him, they just wanted Him.
Amen.
They wanted Him more than they wanted anything else. And they said, whatever it takes for me to be in His presence, that's what I'm willing to do. Now let me ask you this question this morning. Are you willing to do what it takes to get into His presence in your life in this upcoming year? We're standing all over the house.